Since 2012, the Milwaukee Fellows Initiative has encouraged young Black men to graduate from college and return to Milwaukee to help strengthen the community. What started as a scholarship program has evolved in different ways to best meet the needs of its fellows throughout their college journey. WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter, Taryn Powell, reports on why the fellows say this program has value to the young Black men in Milwaukee.
In a lecture hall at the Mother Catherine Daniels Conference Center on Milwaukee's North Side, more than a dozen young Black men are socializing with one another before their professional development session begins. It was the final professional development event of the summer for the Milwaukee Fellows. The event was mostly an overview of what happened over the summer, such as events the Fellows participated in and discussions about their internships.
He definitely goes the extra mile to make sure that you get the connections. Did you talk to this person? Did you make sure that you talked to this person? Oh, if you're aspirational, I can connect you with that person. So it's like literally.
Also on the agenda was a session with Jeremiah Brown. He's the author of Financial Freedom, My Only Hope, and talked to the young men about financial literacy. The director of the Milwaukee Fellows says financial literacy is an important part of the session because it teaches the fellows money management skills, in addition to any other skills they might learn in other sessions. I talked with John Daniels III before the session started, and he explained more about the program.
About 5 years ago, Skip Pollner, John Daniels, and Chuck Harvey wanted to really increase the number of Milwaukee students going to Morehouse. And so they raised over $1 million to cover the cost of tuition and the expenses of a student going to Morehouse. Through this process, we also learned that the students needed more support in areas of finding internships, mentorships, and some other areas. And so the program began to grow from more than just a scholarship program to really wrapping our arms around these young men to make sure they were prepared for life.
Since its inception, he says students from other colleges have reached out to organizers asking to be involved. Fellows have come from colleges such as Fisk University, Howard University, Marquette, Cardinal Stritch, and UW-Madison.
We sort of realized that there was something magical that we had developed, sort of a combination of not only scholarship, but also being able to sow into the lives of these young men, all with the hope that they would consider coming back to Milwaukee. That's really the ultimate goal of our program, is to strengthen our communities.
Daniel says what started with a group of 10 young men has grown to include more than 100, and the requirements for those that want to become fellows aren't very strict.
What we do have is a requirement for them to be committed to our program, but first and more importantly, to be committed to their own success.
The fellows can be recommended to the program by mentors, family, community members, or they can apply on their own. They stay connected to the program throughout their college careers, even past undergrad if they're pursuing other degrees. That was the case with Kyle Williams, who was invited to join the Milwaukee Fellows his junior year of college. He's currently studying to take the law school admission test. Williams is still active with the Fellows and is considered an alumnus of the program.
As far as being an alumni, I definitely come to the program to kind of give back, mentor some of the different students, kind of give them perspective on what life is in corporate America, you know, how to best navigate some of the different aspirations that they want to do.
He also says the program is extremely valuable to young Black men in Milwaukee.
These are people, there are resources and platforms that are all pulled together, and they are made accessible to a lot of Black male youth here in Milwaukee to be able to see, live, learn, and attest to the things that, like I said, they may have seen on TV, you know, only heard about, dream about, you name it.
Caleb Tatum, a freshman at Marquette University, echoed those thoughts. His brother was also a Milwaukee Fellow, and that's how he got involved.
You're exposed to things that you might not have ever thought of or been around otherwise, and just to see like a group of guys, we're all educated, doing our thing, and some do some positive things in the community is great.
He describes the program as tremendous and encourages anyone who has the chance to be involved to take advantage. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Race and Ethnicity Reporting is provided by the Doman Company.